A study based in Nova Scotia says microplastics have been discovered in some Nova Scotia lobster, but one local fisherman says he isn't buying it. Dalhousie University researcher Amber LeBlanc and her team collected lobster from waters all around the province, and she says microplastics were discovered in their tails. She says they used a technique to highlight microplastics using a special dye.
So Raman spectroscopy is a way to determine... So basically, all of the different materials that are around us have a unique molecular fingerprint, like identifier. So Raman spectroscopy allows us to read the fingerprint of these different materials. So basically, we would put a sample inside this machine, and then with each particle in our sample, we would then shoot it with a little tiny laser. And that laser essentially bounces back a bunch of energy from the particle, and that's how we get the fingerprint, which tells us with about 99% certainty what we're actually looking at.
LeBlanc says it's difficult to pinpoint the exact source for microplastics, although it can mostly be traced back to human activity.
There's just so many different inputs of plastics. I mean, if you look around you right now, you're probably going to see like at least 10 different kinds of plastics. So it makes it really hard to actually determine where plastic comes from its original sources, especially when we start looking at microplastics, because microplastics, most of them, come from the breakdown of larger plastic items. That said, you know, there's probably a decent amount of input, at least in the context of this study, coming from human activity related to the fishing industry, so whether it's using, you know, fishing gear or big ships, and even just from clothing that we wear. Our clothing tends to shed a lot of little plastic fibers.
Meanwhile, Cape Breton lobster fisherman Herb Nash says he has a hard time believing the study findings.
Well, it's not like a lobster can take a bite out of it and swallow a piece of plastic. They got no teeth that I ever seen. I've been at this for 60 odd years, lobster fishing, and I never seen teeth in their mouth, but they might be chew on it like you do bait and that, but like anything they get is that small, wouldn't be in the solid form really anyway, what they could eat with their mouth. So if there any plastic going in them, it would only be no different than us eating plastic. It'd go through your intestines and back out again. It's nothing that's going inside and mixing in with the meat or anything.
Nash says he doesn't believe lobster have access to any plastics coming from fishing boats.
Not like they're living in a dump somewhere where plastic getting thrown over every day, eh? Like, throw a piece of plastic over, most time it floats away, it don't go to the bottom. It's something that's getting blown out of proportion.
Environment Canada, meanwhile, says 5 million tons of plastic waste was thrown out around the country back in 2021, and 7% of that was recycled. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.